Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So if you like taking selfies, you might have a disease. We're going to do a little WebMD kind of situation here. This selfie disease is called selfitis. And a pediatrician was talking with the National Herald and the Institute of Medical Sciences, treating 4 to 5 people a day with this problem. And they say if a person takes more than 3 selfies in a day and posts them on social media, then he or she is suffering from selfitis. They slip into depression if the selfie they post on social media does not get the required appreciation or likes. This is an advanced stage of digital addiction. Yes, it's a problem, people. The youth are losing their sleep, their work abilities, and are slowing down. And they are also alienating themselves from friends, relatives, and family. We're actually talking about more of the stuff that people brag about on social media and the stuff that you just can't stand, and selfies seem to be a popular answer on our Facebook page. Another thing that we know all about and see on social media a lot, and we'll probably see a lot of here pretty soon, is bad weather and lake effect snow. And bad weather is the problem that Michaela and David Seisland recently had a problem with over in Zeeland, Michigan, at a public library. They had to cancel their fancy gazebo wedding because of the bad weather. Now, Michaela says that the library is her favorite place to go, so it actually worked out. But she said, I got to marry my best friend in one of my favorite places. I used to spend almost every afternoon at the library. It's one of my favorite places in the world. And we wanted to do some pictures at the library anyway, so it all worked out in our favor. And they actually got to probably talk instead of the librarian going, the couple exchanged their vows under a library staircase. So one of those things that, you know, when you have an outdoor wedding, especially this time of year, it's a risky, risky situation, but it ended up working out in their favor and pretty awesome stuff. So anybody having a wedding in the next couple weekends, probably want to have an inside contingency plan. But that's Coffee Talk for today.